This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are seeing right now shameful politics being played on the administration by the administration when it comes to monoclonal antibodies. The Biden administration withdraws their vaccine mandate for large employers. And Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey, acknowledges that, yes, kids are suffering. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here. Wait till I tell you about this Pennsylvania school board member who wrote an op-ed. Shocking. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It is Wednesday, hump day. Thank you for being here as we get through the week. Get over the hump and head toward the weekend and great football coming up. I got to tell you, I had not watched the whole game of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills the other night because I had to go to bed. But I watched it last night with Patrick because he loves football. And we watched that. What a great game. That game may go down as one of the greatest games in the history of football. Unbelievable. 100%. It's like you still can't believe it happened.
I know. You always talk about, you know, greatest football games, greatest games of all time. That's definitely in the top.
Definitely in the top five. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, it honestly might be my favorite game of all time.
Objectively, it was just unbelievable.
Objectively speaking, it was better than Super Bowl 52 when the Eagles won.
Stop. We're not going to have a debate on this. Come on, stop. It's just a great game. It's a wonderful game. But I'll tell you one thing. Did you notice on the end zone where it said, what does it say? It says spread social justice or something. Did you see that?
I think it said advance. I think it was
advanced social justice. Yeah. Is that the new thing now? Advanced social justice?
I guess so for the NFL.
Does that make everybody who's playing a social justice warrior?
Yes.
I
guess. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
Bill's hot takes. It was better than the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. It's definitely a good thing to say in the city of Philadelphia.
I don't think that's a hot take.
Your hot take.
Maybe.
Congrats, Bill. That was a great hot take.
I said objectively speaking.
No, I mean we want hot takes.
Hot take.
We want hot takes. That was a good hot take.
That was a good hot take, Bill.
As an Eagles fan, obviously Super Bowl 52 is the greatest game ever
still
played.
Debate this. Go ahead.
But objectively speaking,
dig deeper. Go ahead.
I might as well lean into this at this point.
We want your dad because you go to all
I
the
actually
games
am waiting for him. Yeah. Yeah,
I want your dad to call in.
Yeah,
because he's going to disagree.
Unbelievable. Talk about kicking us while we're down, right? Unbelievable. All right, Dawn, what do we got going on today? What's going on?
Oh, there's so much going on. Zeoli Show News Live, sponsored by BQ Basements and Concrete. We have a warning from police about a burglary ring that they believe it is a burglary ring that's, in other words, connected, targeting homes across the suburbs. I'm talking about Bucks County, Montgomery County, South Jersey, as well as the Main Line. So investigators believe that these latest two home break-ins along the Main Line, Villanova in particular, they're tied to this larger crime spree that's targeting expensive homes in the suburbs. So Radnor Township police say two of these homes in the area of Villanova, in other words, burglarized a week apart. They released home surveillance video, so they're trying to catch these guys. What's different is they're not picking locks. They're looking for, you know, beautiful homes with these back patio doors, and they smash the glass. And then they get in, they time it out. They're very quick, taking cash, jewelry, credit cards, etc. But this is happening. We've been reporting on this for a while now. So we're talking about Delaware, Montgomery. These are the counties, Delaware County, Montgomery County, Bucks County. I know Abington Township, Warrington Township, South Jersey, Cherry Hill. So the police are working together. They think this is actually an organized ring that's working together, that these are professionals. So they're just warning people, if you're headed out, if you're going on vacation, you know, make sure you have somebody watching the house. You have some kind of, you know, camera system, what have you, because they're out there and they're targeting people. We have two deer in New Jersey testing positive for COVID-19. Yes, this is documented in deer in six other states, including Pennsylvania.
Can we start shooting them already, please? Whacking them, all of them. Enough. Whack the deer. Get it over with.
I'm telling you, it's an issue because the deer go in your yard. My question is, the deer go in the yard, right? Mm-hmm. And then the dog, like the dog could get it. And then, my question is, they say that an animal can't give it to you, but I don't know. Can your dog? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. This is why what you want to do is you want to get Termagard and Fenwick to spray for ticks.
Yes.
That's what you need.
You're right.
That's what you need.
I do need that.
By the way, Jess, my friend Jess and her husband Kevin, Jess is one of the people that operates Termagard and Fenwick, and her husband Kevin is the guy who comes over to my house and takes care of all our treatments. They just had a baby recently, so congratulations to them. Yeah,
that's
beautiful.
Wonderful.
Little baby. So there you go.
Another pandemic baby.
Pandemic baby. They keep coming. Pandemic babies.
We know what you guys are doing during the pandemic.
That's okay, right. What else are you going to do during the pandemic? Well, binge watch. You can binge watch. So
we'll update you on this woman, the Good Samaritan, who stopped to help after a truck carrying 100 lab monkeys crashed in Danville, Pennsylvania. Now she fears, yes, she's caught an illness after one of those macaques hissed in her face. So now she has pink eye symptoms, I should say. This is Michelle Fallon. And this poor woman, she's now receiving, she has to get rabies shots. And she got an infusion, these infectious disease doctors. She's going for treatments now. She's got pink eye and some kind of inflammation. So this poor lady, she's being interviewed and she's speaking out on Facebook. But it's not good. She just was out there trying to help. And this is what happens with the monkeys. So that's going viral, pun intended.
Yes.
All right, the NBC 10 First Alert forecast. It's cold, okay? It's like 22 degrees. It feels like it's 17. Another cold day today. The rest of the week, we're just hovering around 30 degrees. But the big news is the nor'easter coming Saturday. So we could see up to 3 inches of snow this Saturday, particularly Saturday morning. So we're watching that one. BQ Basements and Concrete, your wet basement is one storm away. Why wait to fix a problem? It's affecting the value of your greatest asset, your home. Call BQ today for a free waterproofing assessment. You don't have to live through another storm. To learn more, visit basementsbybq.com, basementsbybq.com. This is the Yoli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today on the issues that we are discussing. So yesterday, Joe Biden said that an invasion by Russia would lead to the world responding. It would change the world. It would be like a World War II style invasion, which is never, ever a good idea, by the way, to start thinking about World War II, because that would lead, obviously, to World War III. This is the problem right now, what we're talking about. They're saying Americans are safer in Kiev than in Los Angeles. That's what Zelensky says. He says, listen, everything's fine here. There's not an imminent threat by Russia. This is kind of being blown out of proportion. But the question that people need to wonder is the United States, are certain people in the media, talking heads in particular, Joe Scarborough and others, these neocons, are they pushing for war here, knowing that they might get Joe Biden to act? Is that happening? Because they keep going on about how anybody who does not want the United States to go and engage and stop Putin is basically a Putin apologist and a defender. Now, this has to do with some remarks that were made, particularly by Tucker Carlson on Fox News, when Tucker was making that exact point, which is a point he's been making about American intervention for a long time. And other people have made the point, too, which is, why is it America's problem, Russia and Ukraine? Why is this our issue? And so that kind of a mindset then, which is a legitimate point to debate, immediately is seized upon by people on the left like Joe Scarborough and others to go, you traitor, Putin's paying you off. That's what it is. You're a Putin apologist. But I think the question that a lot of Americans would stop and ask themselves is, do I want a World War II style reaction to this, which would be World War III? Is that what I want? Because I don't know if that's really something that the American people would want, especially at this point in time right now, when we got a lot of other things going on. We got a lot of problems going on right now. You know, it's almost like as if you can try to tough talk Putin, but if he ends up going in and you respond like it's D-Day, then, I mean, this doesn't end well for anybody. So, you know, it's you support Ukraine, you support them with rhetoric, but are we going to really have World War III here if Putin decides to invade? I don't know. But what I think is I think it's a legitimate debate to have. And I think certainly there's a lot of, I think if you ask the American people, the answer would be a resounding no. I really do. I think it'd be a resounding no. We've had it with war. We've been in so many of them, and they've lasted so long. I don't think people think they want to see American soldiers go over there and bleed for Ukrainians. But either way, I mean, whether or not my assessment of that is accurate or not, to accuse people who don't want World War III of being apologists for Putin is the same kind of crap that's done all the time by the same intelligentsia in Washington that deep down inside roots for some sort of conflict. They really do, and they root for it. As Glenn Greenwald put it over at his site that he publishes over at Substack, the neocons' primary war tactic, branding opponents of U.S. intervention as traitors. And this is what guys like Scarborough do and Dave Frum and others. He said one of the most bizarre but important dynamics of Trump-era U.S. politics is that the most fanatical war-hungry neocons who shaped Bush-Cheney militarism have become the most popular pundits and thought leaders in American liberalism. I mean, think about that. You have some of the, I mean, I'll give you an example. January 6th, Dick Cheney, former Vice President Dick Cheney, was on the floor of the House of Representatives. And the Democrats were coming over and hugging him and taking pictures with him. And the media was fawning over what a statesman he was. This is literally the architect of the Iraq invasion and was the most hated guy in the media and by the left. And I mean, he was the devil. They made a movie mocking him. I mean, if you ever saw the movie about him, it could have been a good movie if they hadn't made it so outrageously over the top. But the point is that now he's a hero of the left simply because he's on the opposite side of Trump. And so people like him and others who are some of the biggest proponents of war, drumbeating of wars, they are now the ones on TV accusing that anybody who is not embracing World War III to stop Vladimir Putin, basically at this point, is a traitor, is on Putin's payroll, is a Trump apologist, Putin apologist, sycophant, blah, blah, blah. Bill Kristol, Nicole Wallace, Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt. I mean, I could go on. In the Lincoln Project's Rick Wilson and Steve Schmidt, for example, went from producing commercials in 2002, accusing war on terror critics of being on the side of Al-Qaeda, to wallowing in generational wealth from gullible liberal donors giddy over the similar Trump-era ads accusing their enemies of being Kremlin agents and traitors. Jennifer Rubin, who is, as somebody put it the other day, the Bill Mitchell for Joe Biden. Jennifer Rubin was a supreme war advocate. Security state officials, Max Boot, for example, another quote-unquote conservative who hates Trump's guts, was all in on war. Nicole Wallace in the Bush-Cheney White House. He also points out CIA Director John Brennan, who should be in prison. Former Bush CIA and NSA Director Michael Hayden. Former National Intelligence Director James Clapper, who should also be in prison. These people became liberal TV stars with their endless accusations that various Trump supporters were unpatriotic and treasonous. But perhaps the most influential and beloved pundit in U.S. liberal politics right now is former Bush White House speechwriter Dave Frum, who's now at The Atlantic and CNN. His cover stories for that magazine warning that Trump is an unprecedented evil, which has the convenient benefit of absolving him and the rest of the D.C. establishment of all their past sins, passed around and celebrated as if they were this generation's Dead Sea Scrolls. He frequently appears on CNN and MSNBC to speak solemnly about matters of war, authoritarianism, and patriotism, where he is treated like an elder statesman and the moral conscience of America. He was one of the seemingly millions of charlatans who cashed in with a Trump-era book warning of the unique evils of the Orange Hitler. Trumpocalypse was the name of the book. He catapulted from roughly 300,000 fans on Twitter at the start of the Trump presidency to close to a million followers. His tweets accusing people of being unpatriotic and treasonous routinely go viral among liberals. Democrats cannot get enough of Dave Frum and his worm-like tactics. But remember, he was one of the guys that wrote some of the harshest words justifying the war in Iraq. So, I point this out to you because, again, it's happening again. It's happening again. Dave Frum wrote one of the speeches in 2003, or one of the speeches where he advocated for the invasion of Iraq and a broader war on terror. He wrote a National Review article accusing right-wing opponents of the Iraq war of being on the side of America's enemies. It was entitled Unpatriotic Conservatives. He cited Pat Buchanan, Robert Novak, and other anti-war paleo conservatives who went beyond what Frum deemed permissible. Namely, questioning how the U.S. could best topple Saddam's government, and he accused these people of being treasonous. He said the following, quote, "The anti-war conservatives have gone far, far beyond the advocacy of alternative strategies. They have made common cause with the left wing and Islamist anti-war movement in this country and in Europe. They deny and excuse terror. They espouse a potentially self-fulfilling defeatism. They publicize wild conspiracy theories, and some of them explicitly yearn for the victory of their nation's enemies." They condemned Pat Buchanan's America First philosophy, thinking that America has no reason to invade Iraq because Iraq poses no threat to the United States of America. And now they're doing it again. So the other night, Tucker Carlson said, "Who will benefit from war with Russia?" And he said, "If the neocons are restrained, and if the neocons are not restrained, and soon Americans are going to be a lot poorer." And of course, what happens after that? Frum accuses him of being a traitor, Putin apologist. Jennifer Rubin goes on TV. All these people go on and start saying the same things. Joe Scarborough and others. What is he, a ratings whore, this guy, the things he says by defending Putin? So the question, of course, becomes, can you now in this day and age speak out against war, especially when Biden talks about a World War II style event that will change the world, without being labeled a traitor on the side of America's enemies? It's 2003 all over again. It's just the same people driving it for Bush are now driving it for Biden, under the guise now of being truly patriots. It's pretty amazing how the left operates in today's day and age, isn't it? But anything that's anti-Trump, and they'll embrace it. Anything that's anti-Trump, they'll just embrace. Listen, Omaha Steaks, you know, we got some great games coming up, right? Great games coming up. You want to watch the games with your friends and family? Want to enjoy some great food? Well, Omaha Steaks makes it easy for you to host unbelievable parties, unbelievable events. Just enter my name, Zioli, in the search bar at omahasteaks.com and order the Heartland Favorites package today. You're going to save over 50%. Plus, you'll get 4 lean pork chops and 4 extra juicy chicken breasts free with your order. Now, every order is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee and delivered safely to your doorstep. For a limited time, Omaha Steaks is also offering a special game day package for you to share and enjoy. Just visit omahasteaks.com and type my name, Zioli, in the search bar to take advantage of these exclusive offers. You know, there's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one, and I mean no one, comes close to matching the flavor, the tenderness, and the value of Omaha Steaks. They're fantastic steaks and great burgers and hot dogs and all of it. And they even have fish and chicken, and they've got side dishes, desserts. They really have it all. Cheesecake, potatoes au gratin, caramel apple tartlets, you name it. So go to omahasteaks.com, put in my name, Zioli, today. Have some great big game events. Have some great parties. Have a great Valentine's Day. Maybe order some beef Wellington. Put in my name, Zioli. You'll get 4 free chicken breasts and 4 free pork chops with your order at omahasteaks.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, went a little long in that previous segment, but don't worry because we have an hour of nonstop talk for you coming up, and we'll get into a lot of great issues too, including why all these musicians are selling their music catalogs. What's going on here? Plus, a clinical trial is underway for an Omicron-specific vaccine. So now I have to ask the question then, if they are doing this for an Omicron-specific vaccine, but then at the same time, they're saying we're going to shut down monoclonal antibodies because they're not as effective against Omicron, doesn't that strike you to be hypocritical as they're turning around and saying everybody should get vaccinated and boosted? Look, I'm for all of it. I'm for everything. Throw everything you got at this virus. Throw everything you got at it. But it just seems to me that this is, again, just another political posturing by the administration, because their entire policy from day one has been nothing but pushing vaccines. And to prove that point, too, we're taking people off heart transplant lists because they're not vaccinated. I mean, I think things that are incredibly cruel. I really do. Incredibly cruel things. Also, too, you know, the question, of course, of you as a parent, what you as a parent might do when it comes to your cell phones, your kids. Do they have phones? When do they have phones? I'm going to tell you about a mom who actually now is suing because she says the cell phone turned her son into an addict. You read that right, or heard that right, into an addict. That's true. I mean, a lot of parents are very nervous because these things keep happening, and their kids, they lose their kids to these devices. Sometimes parents have to use these devices, by the way. I'll tell you that. It's like survival mode, especially on an airplane or something like that. But that is one of those things. So we're going to talk about that, too. Plus, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, announces she's running for re-election. Can you guess why she's running for re-election? You guessed it. For the children, an hour of nonstop talk for you straight ahead.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, I love football, and the Parx Sportsbook app, it's the only one I ever recommend. It's so safe and it's so easy to use. Bet on more than just the score. Bet on those individual player performances. That's my favorite thing to do. But they also have the same game parlays, so much more. New customers, here's something for you. You make your first bet risk-free, up to $500. Yeah, just download it in the App Store, or you can always click on parxcasino.com/PA. Make sure you use my promo code DAWN1210. So Kansas City, by the way, a 7-point home favorite against Cincinnati. Hard to imagine the championship games can be any better than the four divisional games, each of which was won. The game's final play, as you know, a winner very likely to need 30 in this battle of high-powered offenses. I mean, it's so exciting right now. So do this. Parx Sportsbook app. I follow them on Twitter, at PARX Sportsbook. But make sure you use my promo code for those new customers. And yes, your first bet is risk-free up to $500. The Parx Sportsbook app, they're the best. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Zeoli podcast.
Why is it that so many musicians are selling their music catalogs? Is this just a total sellout or what? Montgomery County School District sued for removing the mask requirement. This is the latest battle in the battle over masks. Schools that remove the mandates now getting sued. Good morning. Welcome to the show. A Pennsylvania school board member says, I don't work for you, parents. This is an hour of nonstop talk. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. So, you know, what happened, and this is amazing to me, right? You know, it's common sense for parents to think to themselves, hey, look, I want to make a decision about my kids wearing masks or not. It's something I want to do because I have a, you know, I'm worried about my kids, I have sick parents, whatever, people at the house, whatever. Do what you want, your parent, do whatever you want. But don't force me to have my kids in a mask. Don't force my kids to be in a mask. I think it's a pretty reasonable request. I think we can all agree on that fact. But Montgomery County, this a school district there, is being sued for removing the mask requirement. So Perkiomen Valley, PA, the Perkiomen Valley School District being sued in federal court by a class of plaintiffs who claim the school board's decision to remove the universal masking mandate puts students with disabilities in danger of contracting COVID-19. It's a federal complaint. It was filed Friday at the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. It says that the Perkiomen Valley School Board's decision to make face masks optional, regardless of the community's transmission rate, puts students with disabilities in danger, especially since in-person learning is now occurring throughout the school district. Lawsuit alleges that the school board's 5-4 vote December 13th to reverse the district's health and safety plan would make masking optional starting January 24th, violates the rights of students with special needs. The health and safety plan had required universal masking so long as the COVID-19 transmission rate in Monco was in the high categories. Now, this is what they said, quote, according to the lawsuit, the board's vote permitting optional masking forces the parents of medically fragile school children with disabilities to make the shockingly unfair or unjust decision of deciding whether to pull their children out of in-person learning, causing mental harm and havoc on the child and family, or face the quantifiably increased risk of physical harm caused by exposure to severe illness or death as a result of COVID-19. The suit says the school board's vote fails to account for the fact that there are more than 1,000 medically fragile and disabled students in the district who require the protection afforded by universal masking. Now, understand a couple points here. Number one, this is happening in Virginia, too. And it's happening here, and it will happen wherever mask mandates go away and there's strong teachers' unions, because the unions are behind all of this. Make no mistake about it. The unions are behind all of this. The district said, we're in receipt of the complaint and the motion for a temporary restraining order. We are analyzing the pleadings, and we will be responding accordingly. The law firm of Fox Rothschild is the school district's solicitor. Now, I think this is ridiculous. I really do. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, because it'd be the equivalent of saying that we need to have kids dumb it down so we don't hurt the feelings of kids who can't learn to the degree that other people can learn, or kids who aren't as smart as other kids. So we need to have everybody dumb it down. And I guess in many places they try doing this, because it's not a life or death issue, because these kids could wear masks. And they're not going to be the only ones wearing masks. And certainly the school can try to make an accommodation of some sort. But to argue that my kids have to be in masks because these kids have to be in masks is ridiculous. It's the kind of equity thinking that hurts children everywhere and hurts schools everywhere. And it's part of the reason why schools are having such a hard time staying open. It's exactly the same problem. So this is what I mean, and this is the big story of the day today. It's brought to you by Exergen, the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer. Exergen agrees with a just-released study by the FDA showing that these thermometers, non-contact thermometers, are not accurate and contain false information. So be sure, be accurate with Exergen, backed by over 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com. So that's happening over there. And, we'll see where this goes. I think this, you're going to see more and more of this. And I think that it is by far an organized effort by the unions. No doubt. No doubt in my mind about this. Hey, Dawn, you know how I always told you that in New Jersey politics, people play rough and dirty and tumble?
Yes.
This guy, this name is Sean Cattle, right? He's a longtime New Jersey Democratic political consultant. He was actually a one-time aide to a Democrat state senator in New Jersey. pleaded guilty on Tuesday to hiring people to kill a former political operative that was an associate of his.
Wow.
44-year-old guy lives in North Jersey, pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit murder for hire in the stabbing death of the unnamed victim. He's currently in home detention on a $1 million bond and potentially faces life in prison. The U.S. attorney for New Jersey said this was a callous and violent crime, and this defendant is as responsible as the two men who wielded the knife. There is no more serious crime than the taking of another person's life. The defendant has admitted arranging and paying for a murder by two other people. He hired two people from Connecticut and Philadelphia, shocking, to kill the victim in May of 2014. According to the release by the U.S. attorney, the victim was stabbed to death and his apartment was set on fire. The operative, this guy Cattle, he met with the killers, who were not identified, the day after the murder in the parking lot of an Elizabeth, New Jersey diner and paid them thousands of dollars in cash. This is like a freaking movie, isn't it?
It is. They even met in the diner.
The diner parking lot in Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is right by Newark, and paid him thousands of dollars in cash, probably in a paper bag. Probably in a brown paper bag. That crazy?
This is crazy.
Now, the victim isn't named. The circumstances match up with the until now unsolved murder of Michael Galdieri. He's a former Jersey City Council candidate and the son of a late state senator. According to a 2014 Hudson County Reporter article, he worked for Cattle's Consulting Group. On the eve of his 2005 Jersey City Council campaign, he was arrested on drugs and weapons charges. He took a plea deal. He spent 2 years in prison. Now, this guy, Cattle, who is the Democrat operative who had admitted to this murder for hire plot, was well known in New Jersey politics. And in recent years, he ran a network of shady super PACs, political action committees, that appear to have been designed to hide the true source of the money they pumped into local races. He was also involved in a Texas voter fraud scandal. He often worked with a number of Democrat political operatives across the state and in Philadelphia, too. He was a player, an immense political talent. And now he's pleaded guilty to a murder for hire plot. There you go. Jersey politics, baby. Nobody plays gentle in New Jersey. All right.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's just exactly out of it. Sounds like you're watching what's the movie they made on Netflix with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino?
The Irishman.
Doesn't it sound like something out of The Irishman?
Yes.
You meet at a diner in the parking lot of a diner in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Give him the cash.
Yep. All that was missing was taping the gun behind the old style toilet.
Good Godfather reference. Well done, millennial. No, you're right. It's true. I mean, that's just crazy to me. First of all, why would you meet them the day after and pay them in cash in a parking lot outside in the open? It seems like there's better ways to go. But I guess back then, maybe they didn't have Venmo. I don't know.
or write a check.
write a check. There's a paper trail. Amazing, right? I love stories like this because I love how politics eventually all leads to murder. You know, that makes me happy. So
that's
it's a terrible thing. I can't believe the guy's he's at house arrest right now. He admitted to a murder for hire plot, and he's at home. He's sitting home probably watching Yellowstone as we speak.
That's wild.
But isn't that wild?
Because I always thought, I remember not direct law class that I ever took, but like I took an elective, and I always thought a murder for hire, the person that hired for murder was actually worse than the people that did the crime under
right.
U.S. law.
Yeah, because he's like the mastermind of all
right.
of
it. Right. It's a hitman type thing.
So I don't know. I mean, that's just crazy. A Jersey hitman, political operative, a parking lot of a diner, Philadelphia connection. One of the hitmen was from Philly. I love it. I can't make it up. It doesn't sound like it's real, but it is real. There you go. Go figure, right? Oh, man. I love it. 855-839-1210. I don't love it, but you know. Hey, by the way, does this story sound like it's from Florida? A Florida man was arrested at a Waffle House after alleged outburst over bacon. This guy, Martin Jose Alvarez, in Cape Coral, Florida, which is where we were just in Cape Coral over Christmas. It was a Cape Coral Waffle House. He was mad about the way his bacon was cooked. So he yelled at the cook, "You better cook the effing bacon right." He didn't like how his bacon was delivered, so he started shouting racial slurs at the workers and resisting officers until they threatened him with a taser. He now faces charges of disorderly intoxication, resisting an officer, and simple assault. He's in the Lee County Jail. Looks like a fine, upstanding citizen, too. Martin Alvarez. He's upset about his bacon.
Man wants his bacon.
Man, what, you know what it is? It was probably Beyond Bacon that caused all this. Probably freaked him out. Or turkey bacon, which is even worse.
He wanted it crispy.
It well, was, doesn't everybody?
You know, it was kind of limp.
Doesn't everybody want crisp bacon? Yes. Nobody wants that limp stuff. Come on. Nobody wants that. Please, give me a break. Now, this monkey situation in Pennsylvania is kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah.
The driver who stopped to help when that truck carrying 100 lab monkeys crashed in Pennsylvania, she put her hand in one of the cages. She now says she has a cough and a pink eye. COVID-like symptoms, she says. The monkey hissed in her face, did not bite or scratch her. So they don't necessarily think it's that B virus that our caller talked about yesterday, if you remember, mm-hmm. the guy who worked with monkeys. But what they're saying, though, is that because the monkey hissed at her, he breathed on her.
But she said she had a cut, like, on her hand, and she put her hand in the cage or something.
So that might have been through the blood, you're saying?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then she stepped in some monkey poo.
Yeah.
What is it? What is the town again? Danville, right?
Danville.
Danville,
PA. This is where the world ends. Danville, PA.
This is how the Planet of the Apes with James Franco started.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, there's an update to the story that says the woman is not sick.
Oh.
Now, so I don't know. Maybe they got to her. But now she says that she's no longer sick now. She said that was fake news. She says, I want people to know I am not sick. I found that I was at a birthday party Friday night and people there had COVID-19. I was exposed to the monkeys and exposed to people with COVID. It was the worst day of my life.
Oh, my God.
This poor woman. By the way, don't have this woman pick lottery cards for you, okay? Don't send her in to buy the lotto for you.
Could this fall under the ultimate excuse of 'cause COVID, though? Like, if she's blaming, like, yeah, I came into contact with the monkeys, but I have COVID, too. So, 'cause COVID, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, you're right. It could cancel each other out. Or it could be, I got sick because I was around monkeys. Oh, but I was also around people with COVID, so it's probably nothing. Well, I'm sorry, what? Wait, what? So, we don't know. So, now she got a call from the CDC. Now, the question is this. She first said she was sick. Now she says she's not. But this happened after the call from the CDC. So what do you think the CDC said to her to make her change her story? Because doesn't it also in the movies always seem like the CDC calls and they go, mm-hmm. Now you're not feeling sick, right, ma'am? Because we'd hate to have to put you in quarantine or isolation, right, ma'am? You know what I mean? In all the dystopian movies where the CDC's involved, they get very threatening very fast, don't they?
Yes.
They go from being Rochelle Walensky and not being able to make a cogent point on TV to being the dudes with the van and the white suits who you disappear for a couple days. I have a great imagination, obviously, as you can imagine. But well, anyway, there you go. So that's the latest. Maybe she's sick. Maybe she's not. I don't know. Nobody knows. We don't know. What's the over under on if we've got to worry about an outbreak here? What do you think?
Well, they still have to watch her for a month. And she says that the infectious disease doctors gave her the first of four rabies injections with mm-hmm. some antiviral drugs.
Antiviral drugs.
So I don't know if she had an IV. She says she's being, quote unquote, treated.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll make some monkey jokes at Parks next week. We'll be there at Parks Casino for our comedy night. It'll be Thursday night, February 3rd. Tickets are $20, include your first drink free. Now, this will sell out. It always does. And you'll get to see Dawn, and you'll get to see some great comedians, and Joe Conklin, man of 1,000 voices. And we will be happy to see you there next Thursday night, February 3rd, 8 p.m. at Parks Club 360. You want to go, so go to parkscasino.com. It's on Street Road in Bensalem. It sold out the last two shows. So it's going to sell out again. Don't wait to get your tickets. They're only $20. Get some laughs. Have a night out of the house. Get a cocktail. Enjoy your night. ParksCasino.com. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, now before I get into our cut sheet, you know, we've talked a lot about the IRS. The IRS right now is facing some huge overloads because COVID. So you may have to wait as your filing season is now opened up this week. You may have to wait for your refund. We don't know exactly how long. They haven't said yet. But the one thing I do know, though, is that if you owe them money, you don't get the luxury of waiting. You've got to deal with it right away. And this is where Charles Montesino comes in. He is the tax problem solver, and he solves people's tax problems. It's what he does. So reach out to him today if you owe the IRS. Is it business? Is it personal? Whatever it is, Charlie Montesino can help you. He is one of 150 people in the entire country with two designations, both designations, the most important, certified tax resolution specialist and certified public accountant. He'll help you if you're being audited. He'll help you if you have unfiled returns. He'll help you if you have unfiled payroll taxes. He can help. 877-257-1040. 877-257-1040 or taxproblemsolved.com. Charles Montesino, the tax problem solver. Don't wait. The IRS isn't going to wait for you. Taxproblemsolved.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's ask this Wednesday Hump Day Edition question.
What's on the cut sheet?
Hump Day Monkeys.
What's on the cut sheet on this Wednesday is sponsored by 360 Degrees Auto. 360 Degrees Auto specializes in expert collision repair, paint and finish, and waiving deductibles. Yes, they waive deductibles. Exceptional service, high quality, and no deductibles. Visit local360auto.com. That's local360auto.com, serving the entire region. Rich, you made reference to this earlier, but I figure it's a good time to pull it out.
Sorry?
Sorry. You made reference to this earlier.
I'm sorry.
But I thought it was a good time to pull out.
The audio.
The clip, yeah.
Right, yes.
Nancy Pelosi announces she will run for re-election to Congress in 2022. Now, she gave this is, I'm not going to play the whole thing, just the very beginning, because we have to count how many times she says the word children in here. But she does it with a backdrop of San Francisco. You'll notice the houses is what's that? The Pink Ladies? Is that what those houses are called? You know, the opening.
The Pink Lady house. Yeah, right.
She's standing in front of that virtually, obviously. And she made this declaration yesterday.
Hello, it's Nancy. Thank you for the opportunity to share some thoughts with you, our VIPs, our volunteers in politics, in our ongoing engagement for the people. Thank you for being a constant source of new, fresh ideas and political activism to help Democrats deliver and to defend democracy. Thank you for giving me the privilege to represent our city and our San Francisco values in the Congress. Human rights, reproductive justice, LGBTQ equality, respect for immigrants, and care for each other.
Including the criminals that steal all the stuff from our stores.
What are the three most important issues facing the Congress? I always say the same thing. Our children. Their health,
my source. My supply.
Just like the drug dealers that are, or the drug users that are shooting heroin open on the streets of San Francisco. They need their supply, so does she, right?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's got to have their fix, you know what I mean? Yeah. Come on, life ain't easy.
housing and economic security of their families, a clean, safe environment in which they can thrive, and a world at peace and where they are all welcome and in which they can reach their fulfillment. That is my why I am in Congress, for the children.
Yeah.
This is my story. Yeah. This is my song. As you hear me say,
this is my song.
In the arena, you have to be able to take a punch or throw a punch.
Get it.
For the children.
Oh. You got to take a wood stake or shoot a silver bullet for the children.
Oh,
for the children.
It's so, this is, like, you have to watch this video. It is so
It's creepy.
It's so uncomfortable.
Like, somebody said it looked like she was standing in front of the Full House set.
That's what I just said, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it, like literally, like, standing in front of it, like, as if she was a character on the show, you know what I mean? Like, as if she was going to do a new Netflix spinoff. So
yeah.
You said that, I'm sorry, you
yeah.
said that. And then, like, it was like a new Netflix spinoff.
Yeah.
The Pink Houses starring Nancy Pelosi. Full, would it be, what wouldn't be Fuller House, though? It would be, what would you say? Would it be, like... Like, what would be a good spin? Because when they did the remake, it was Fuller House, right?
Fuller House, yes.
So you can't do that.
No.
Oh, I got this giant pain in my nostril. I hope it's not another sinus infection.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hope it's not monkey herpes. Virus
it could
B.
be monkey herpes.
Monkey herpes. Oh,
virus
my God.
B.
Every yeah. time I laugh at this, I wind up my nose going to, you know what I mean? Sorry, well, monkey herpes.
My first words on the floor of the House were to fight against HIV/AIDS. To fight the disease and discrimination. Working together, we passed the Affordable Care Act, strengthened Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, lowered prescription drug prices, and now are fighting COVID with equity.
Equity.
In
equity.
San Francisco, the climate is not an issue. It is an ethic.
Oh, boy.
Education, the economy, and the environment are all
homeless tents.
I was just going to say that. Did
yeah.
you,
homeless pooper scoopers.
Literally, there are homeless people shooting up, dying... on the streets,
yeah,
on the streets,
yeah,
of San Francisco.
But that's not—it's not an issue though, because it's as long as they're recycling.
The climate,
the climate yeah, is the issue.
Yeah,
these are the issues that matter. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot.
And the other question too is: are any of these homeless people using plastic straws? Hmm.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Do they use yeah? And are they recyclable needles that they're using when they inject the heroin into their veins?
We're now using paper needles to reduce the plastic that's polluting our waterways.
We're having a little fun with this, so just a little more, and then I will then I'll bail.
How we address the climate crisis, creating good-paying green union jobs, affordable housing, clean energy, infrastructure, transportation, justice. And education, educating the next generation to succeed in safe schools with 21st century skills. Our safe communities require gun violence prevention, addressing the root causes of crime, and supporting law enforcement
Drugs.
With justice in policing. Our vision for a world at peace requires a strong democracy at home as an example to the world. We are grateful to our men, women in uniform, veterans and military families.
Why is she using gender?
That's true.
I mean, just people in uniform, right?
What is transportation equity?
It means that everybody gets to ride for free, including the hobos on the trains.
Oh, great. That sounds fun.
I mean, now that we're having train robberies again, we might as well have hobos back on the trains. It'd be just like on the Polar Express, the dude living you know, on top of the train, making his fire.
So in California, one of the most northern spots, San Francisco, there's literally homeless people shooting up on the streets,
right?
Tent cities, and then if you go down to the lowest part of the city or the state, Los Angeles, there's train robberies,
right?
Well, that's a state and a half, isn't it?
Well, for transportation equity, we need robberies to happen on the San Francisco subway station. So we don't want just train robberies. That would not be fair. I guess. She's so creepy sounding, isn't
she?
She
is.
For the children. For the children.
This is so staged.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's only 30 seconds left, so I might as well just play it till the end.
For their sacrifice, with our insistence on securing voting rights, an end to big, dark money in politics, and amplifying the voice of the grassroots. While we've made progress, much more needs to be done to improve people's lives. Our democracy is at risk because of assaults on the truth, the assault on the U.S. Capitol, and the state-by-state assault on voting rights. This election is crucial. Nothing less is at stake than our democracy.
State.
But as we say,
steak.
We don't
steak
agonize.
To the heart, and you're to blame, baby. You give love a bad name.
We organize, and that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support. Yeah. I'd be greatly honored by it and grateful for it. Thank you so much.
And grateful for it.
So awkward.
So bad. And then, you know, she, like, the her fangs, you know, she gets tripped up on them.
She does.
It's
all the time.
Everything that's at stake. Wooden, the only way to go. Well, welcome back, Nancy Pelosi. She's, 700 years old, so it's going to be a young member of Congress.
I was just going to say that she, I mean, she's eternal, so she can run for as many, you know.
Yeah. She's embracing term limits now, you know. You can only serve for 4,000 years. It's their new term limits plan.
Gotcha.
Somebody said, I guess now the vampiric one has been sweeping the internet. We've been joking about her being a vampire on this program for years and years and years. We've seen other comics come along and take the material and use it on their own, which is okay, because imitation is the highest form of flattery, as you know. And several people have sent me notes, and thank you for that, pointing out that at least one other person on Twitter who's a Republican chairwoman said Nancy Pelosi is only like 700, which in vampire years is only, you know, 40 or something like that, which is a funny joke, but it's also basically stealing the entire concept of the vampiric one. It's okay. We don't mind.
Do you want to call this person out? Or
Nah. It's all right. I don't want to give him the attention. Okay. Getting a lot of stealing lately. There's a lot of stealing of ideas. Apparently now people are using my cover band joke.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's happening. It's all right. It's all right. I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
Is it Friends of the Program using it or not?
No.
Okay.
Competitors.
Gotcha.
Competitors in this space, on the multi-platform space that we're in.
There's no competitors in this space, by the way.
No competitors.
That's right. No, there's not. I mean,
no one can compete.
I've seen the ratings. There are no competitors in this space.
Thank you. All right. Well, so she's back. So yes. That's good. Thank
New
God.
Jersey.
Well, we don't want to lose her, right? I mean, she's too good for material for the show.
It's true. Speaking of material for the show, I know this pains you. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says that the you'll love this, Rich. The irony in this is amazing. The learning loss from our children has been overwhelming because of COVID.
Of course.
You know, it's just I can't believe that all these kids have lost over the last 2 years. Here's Governor Murphy.
Listen, learning loss has been overwhelming. Mental health.
Listen, New Jersey. Learning loss is overwhelming, all right?
Listen, learning loss has been overwhelming. Mental health impact has been overwhelming with kids, with educators, with staff, with families. So we have done everything we can, and we will continue to safely and responsibly always, but to keep schools open, number one. And that is our overwhelming objective.
It's amazing.
Amazing is right.
I love 2 years later, everybody's like, yeah, you know what? Maybe that wasn't the best idea that we did.
We'd like to rethink this whole thing. Can we rethink this? Is that all right?
Yep.
Welcome. Amazing.
To the party. This is an ultimate welcome to the party, pal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Good to have you, Gov. Thanks for joining us, Your Royal Highness.
Secondly, I think the comments about lack of progress in Washington also bother folks. We're doing a lot of what they had tried to do in Congress in New Jersey. We know it works. We know expanding pre-K works. We know expanding child care, access to community college, whatever it might be. We know those steps have huge positive impacts on lives, and I can appreciate frustration with folks who say, you know what, why if we know something works, are we not getting it done across the country? So I don't begrudge any of that frustration for 1 second.
Good.
He doesn't begrudge it. Good.
Man.
Good. And so you acknowledge your party in Washington's getting nothing done. All right, good. Thank you, Gov. Again, welcome to the party, pal.
So I pulled this next clip. Actually, if it's just an audience of two, meaning you and I, Rich, that's fine for me because it infuriates me. So this is from ABC 25, Palm Beach, Florida. where a speech therapist is basically seeing an increase in children's speech delays. And as you and I, who have, you know, children under five, this hits home. They're saying the pandemic children, because of masks, are now they go in. I don't have the whole report, but in this report, they say, well, there's no evidence that it's because of masks, but we're assuming, is basically how they're couching it. But you'll want to hear this report, I think.
Now to our coronavirus coverage involving our children. The CDC says putting a mask on your child can be a critical tool in slowing the spread of COVID. But some people in the health community are now sounding an alarm. Morning anchor Mark Kelly talked with therapists who say they're seeing more young children with serious speech delays.
You want to show Daddy? Show Daddy, what do we do?
Greg Santos brings his son Diego to speech therapy twice a week.
He would just ramble, baby ramble. Certain words that are key just did not flow. So that began just, you know, raise a, you know, red flag.
Greg says his son was born a perfectly healthy baby boy, but at the start of a global pandemic.
We would go out, walk around the neighborhood. There was no one there. Everyone just stayed in.
Greg says he believes social isolation plus everyone wearing masks led to Diego's speech delays.
It bothers me. It bothers me, actually. It bothers me a lot.
This has been a very challenging year.
Jacqueline Teague says during this pandemic, her speech therapy clinic has seen an enormous shift in the ages of their patients. Before the pandemic, only 5% of patients were babies and toddlers. Today, it has soared to 20%. Many parents calling it COVID delayed.
We've seen a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers from pediatricians and parents.
And they are children that are having a difficult time speaking.
Speech delayed.
Babies start learning how to speak by reading lips as young as 8 months. So what happens when lips and faces are covered up by masks? Well, therapists say for some kids, they can work around the mask and still learn to speak perfectly fine. But for others, it can cause speech delays.
There's no research out there yet to say that this could be causing speech and language delays, but most definitely it's, I'm sure, a factor. It's very important kids do see your face to learn, so they're watching your mouth.
That's orange. Can you say orange?
Orange.
That was a good try.
Brianna Gay is raising 5 children, but it's her youngest who needs therapy.
It definitely makes a difference when the world you're growing up in, you can't interact with people and their face. That's super important to babies. So
we're seeing a lot of things that look just like autism. They're not making any word attempts and not communicating at all with their family.
There you
it's
go.
Awful. It's awful. It's heartbreaking. It really is infuriating and heartbreaking. It is. Infuriating.
Yep. Yep. Like I said, if that was just an audience for two, I don't care. I wanted to play it. So.
But what is it about you that gets you angry?
I just no. I don't have like my son doesn't have the like he talks up a storm.
Thank God.
But we also haven't put a mask on him yet either. I just don't want to. We actually are not putting him in daycare and those things because we don't want to put a mask on him.
Exactly.
So we're paying through the nose for, you know, help to, you know, to come and stay with him while my wife and I work. So it's just infuriating because as having a pandemic baby, not being able to socialize normally like a lot of other people do when they have kids in a normal time is just infuriating.
Yeah, it is. It is infuriating. And, you know, I'm glad to hear that he's talking up a storm because it's really good. You know, we have a struggle with my daughter, obviously, and she gets amazing, amazing care. We're so blessed. The people that help her at school are just absolutely amazing. But this is what they say now in terms of speech milestones in young children. At 12 months old, toddlers typically say about 5 to 10 words, such as mama and dada. At 18 months old, most kids can say 25 to 50 words. By 2 years old, kids should be saying hundreds of words. So you have to think about that in terms of the timeline and making sure your kids are okay. A lot of parents have no choice. They have to put their kids in daycare, unfortunately. They don't have the ability. They were sure they would love to be home with them, but they just can't. And so that's a real problem for them because, this idiot governor of New Jersey requires that 2 years and above have to be masked. So it's a real problem, a real problem. And it's tough. I mean, it is tough. And, you know, I still, even though my daughter, she learns from watching other kids' yes. speak. And if she can't see how they're forming words, it is a big impediment to her. And nobody seems to care.
Yep.
None of these public health officials seem to care about the mental and emotional effects this is going to have on these kids in the long run.
We have a friend who has a son who is around the same age as my son. And he was not speaking. He was late. And him coming over and playing with my son just, you know, a few days a week or whatever has helped him. Like, he started speaking. And I believe it's because he saw my kid speak and he was mimicking him. So, like, I think stuff like that really does help a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. I think it matters. It makes such a difference. It really does. For these kids, it matters in such a big way. All right. Well, you know, maybe I'll have my friend Joyce Cavaney back on the show. She has the Speak to Me Kids in South Jersey, where Claire's gone in the past, and she's been speaking out on this. She's an expert in this, and I want to get an update from her on what she's seeing with kids, because she told me that during COVID, I mean, her business exploded with people.
I'm
there were
sure.
just so many people that
yep.
needed to come and see her. So,
yep, I'm sure.
All right, we have more or.
Why don't we do a top of the hour ID, and do you have something to talk about?
I do.
Okay.
Always.
A paid something to talk about.
Oh, I do. Yes. Cherry Hill Volvo. Yes. That's what I meant. Yes. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Right. Yeah. If I didn't have something to talk about with 2 hours left, I probably would have to find, like, look for another profession.
I didn't mean to.
Be like, I'm all out. I'm tapped out. I got nothing. Dawn, you're going on a little early today. Congrats.
Stop. Oh, my Lord.
Enjoy that. No, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. You know, my friend Judith Krupnik, she's the best. And we are so grateful for her support on this program, and the entire station is, because we are broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. And they have a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Volvos to choose from. Gasoline, electric, and hybrid. You're going to find them all at Cherry Hill Volvo. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo and always go the extra mile for their customers. They offer a great lease program called Care by Volvo. Now, I think this is incredible. I really do. Because, look, Volvos are luxury cars. Top-of-the-line technology, top-of-the-line safety, and luxury, and all the benefits that come with that. So you deserve a luxury experience when you buy one. Now, Care by Volvo. Your payments include insurance, prepaid scheduled maintenance, tire and wheel care, 15,000 miles annually, excessive wear coverage, and more. And, you know, when you bring it in for its included regularly scheduled maintenance, you're going to see an amazing, amazing department, service department. They go the extra mile for you. They will give you a complimentary loaner car, valet service available. I love the treatment. I do every time. I love going in there. And this is never a place you have to worry about being pressured. You want to go check out their new electric cars. You want to go see one of their previously owned cars. Maybe you're just not ready to buy yet, but you want to take a look. That's okay. You're not going to be pressured, so go by and see them. But I think between the incentives that are available right now and the beautiful new cars and the service, the customer service, the way you're treated, I think you're going to love it. Cherry Hill Volvo's on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, right over the bridge. Easy to get to from wherever you are. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand.
Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.